Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Bushman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Today, we're going to take a look at relationships and numerology. So I highly recommend listening to the intro so that you understand sort of what to listen for and why. So what we're going to be looking at is, based on our own personal numerology, what we tend to look for in a partner. Now, this can be for a romantic partner. This can be for friendships, who we surround ourselves with. But this is not about compatibility, okay? Compatibility, when we look at compatibility in numerology, that's very different than what we're looking at today. In compatibility, we're looking at the numerology of each individual and how they sort of interplay, how those energies interplay, and how to open the lines of communication and how to work with one another and where there might need to be some extra effort put into that connection to make it work, right? Based on, again, the vibrations of the numbers. But in compatibility, we look at the numerology of each individual. And I do actually offer in-depth compatibility reports and readings on my website. So if you're interested in that, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. But today, we're actually going to be looking at our own unique numerology and what that says about sort of who we attract, what we look for in another partner or another person, right? Again, it can be any kind of relationship. Now, one thing that I will say is this energy that we look for is based on our life path number and our birthday number. And I've got the calculations down below in the description box for how to calculate for both your life path number and your birthday number. And I recommend listening for both because both interplay and play a part in, again, who we or what we look for as far as characteristics in another person, in another relationship. Now, this is what we subconsciously and consciously look for in a partner based on our own personal numerology. So what I mean by that is, obviously, when we're consciously aware of what we're looking for, it makes sense, right? There's active traits that we are seeking out in another person. But when we subconsciously do that, that's more the soul saying, this is a connection, or these are experiences that we need to have to learn something from this individual, to learn something from this soul contract. And so we can subconsciously seek out sort of the lower vibrations of the energy to teach us something. And so in this reading today, I'm going to talk about the higher and the lower vibrations of the numbers in a way that will sort of explain what we can learn from both sides of it, right? The higher expression is what we want to sort of incorporate into our own journey, right? Because again, this is the life path number and the birthday number. But for the life path number, we often will seek out an individual who has those traits or those characteristics to teach us how to step into that energy. Because remember, the life path number is what we want to step into in this lifetime. And the lower vibrations of those numbers can hold wisdom, right? It has something for us to learn and to overcome and to see, you know, what we don't want to be or what we don't want to attract, right? It's what helps us to really see through another perspective the lower vibration of, let's say, the life path number so that we can recognize it within ourselves. So essentially, the other person becomes a mirror for us to see what it is, to see what that vibration looks like in the lower octave as well as the higher octave. I want to reiterate that it's not necessarily that the other person has this number as their life path or another prominent placement. So let's say that your life path number is 4. You might be seeking out, consciously or subconsciously, the vibration of the 4 in other people that you meet, but that doesn't mean that they have those numbers in their placements, right? In their report. So again, this is not compatibility. This is strictly based on your own numerology. What I will say about why we look at the life path and the birthday number. So again, the life path number, and again, I recommend listening for both. The life path number is, again, what we are seeking out in another person to sort of teach us how to step into that vibration. So typically, we would be looking for someone that has sort of mastered those characteristics, right? Those traits. And that can help us to step into that vibration, right? With the birthday number, this actually reminds us of who we are at our core, because the birthday number shows us what we've mastered in a past lifetime. It's the gifts that we already have innately that we brought forward in this lifetime. So when we seek out someone who has that vibration or has those characteristics, it reminds us of what we already have and can tap into. And so it sort of pushes us in that direction so that we can tap into those gifts, utilize them to help us to step into the life path number. And if we encounter someone who has the characteristics and traits of our birthday number and they're in the lower octave, it can remind us of how we don't want to use that energy in this lifetime, right? Again, essentially becoming a mirror and reminding us of, you know, again, that we want to be in the higher octave of that energy. So there's a lot to kind of take in. So again, if you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to address them as I can in the comment section. But let's take a look at each life path and birthday number and the traits that that can hold for a potential partner, friend, colleague, etc., any relationship. All right, let's take a look. If you are a life path 6 or you have a birthday number of 6, then you might look for or attract or be drawn towards someone who sort of embodies the energies of the 6. Now, we're going to look at the higher and the lower vibrations because the lower vibration can teach you something about yourself and sort of how to move through those lower vibrations of the 6 energy that if your life path is 6, you're being asked to move through in this lifetime to step into the higher octave or the higher vibration of the 6. If your birthday number is 6, then you might sort of attract or be drawn to the negative or the 6 energy in detriment to show you what you don't want to repeat in this lifetime. Because as a birthday number 6, you would have already mastered the 6 energy in a past lifetime. And so you would want to only tap into the higher octave of the 6. So if you're attracting someone who is in the lower octave of the 6, it's just a reminder of what you don't want to repeat in this lifetime. If you are drawn towards someone in the higher octave of the 6, then of course that is showing you what you already mastered and have access to. And it's encouraging you to see that within yourself, sort of like a mirror. So first, let's look at the lower octave of the 6. So if you tracked somebody or drawn to someone who's in the lower octave, this could look like someone who is sort of overly protective. Very, you know, 6 is the nurturing caregiver, but when it's in its lower or shadow side, lower octave or shadow side, it can be in the extreme. And so this can be like the hovering parent or the hovering friend or partner who doesn't allow you to have your own space and own autonomy. It's like this degree of like control where the person feels like they're doing it out of love and commitment, but it's really out of being overly protective, of wanting to control every piece of the puzzle in every step of the way. So that you don't get hurt or that so things go your way or that so things always work out type thing. It's like putting you in bubble wrap, which of course is disempowering. It takes your autonomy away. It tries to control every step of the way instead of letting you find your own way or teaching you how to trust yourself, right? So there is that very like overprotective, extreme type of controlling energy that's really driven from fear and is fear-based. There's also this energy of perfectionism or people-pleasing. And so you might see that this person is always trying to be in, you know, be in be in the good light of everybody, right? Like is always wants to be, is more about status, right? And wants to be seen as the good person, the martyr, whatever the case may be. And so their actions could sort of be overbearing in that sense, where they're trying to put on this facade of this utopia, but that utopia doesn't exist. And so it becomes almost like a charade or some kind of role that they're playing. And depending on what the relationship is with you, you could get sucked into that play or whatever, right? That role. Also, these are usually individuals who have really high expectations, like overly high expectations. And when things don't turn out the way that they feel that they should, they can become very resentful of that. And that can bleed into the connection, whatever that may be. So this would be someone who, no matter what you do, it's not enough. No matter how you show up, it's not good enough. And not because, you know, they don't care about you or whatever, but it's just those expectations are so high. They want to keep up that facade that there's this utopia, right? So the expectations become incredibly high, and that can be very difficult to live up to. Also, you know, they're often very not so great at setting healthy standards. So they might always seem like they're giving or doing or overburdening themselves or overcommitting, but they're not doing it from the goodness of their heart or because they want to. They're not doing it out of gratitude for the opportunity to do so. They're doing it out of that sort of martyrdom, and that leads to resentment. And so these are often people who are very resentful, and that resentment, again, can bleed into their connections, and that can feel very stifling for someone who's on the receiving end of that. So it can come across as a very controlling dynamic where it's also sort of not only driven by fear, but it's also sort of a connection of dishonesty, of manipulation, of the other person constantly being in victim mentality, which can, of course, be detrimental to the person on the receiving end. So if you are attracting or connected, seeking out connections subconsciously or consciously with these individuals, it's to show you, because you're either a life path six or a birthday six, that these are the attributes or the characteristics of the six that you don't want to step into but stay in, right? Because you're going to fall in and out of the higher and lower octaves of this vibration if it's your life path. but this is showing you through that mirror effect, which you don't want to stay in, right? The kind of attributes or characteristics that you don't want to connect with, right? To become. So through that mirroring, it reminds you that there's something better, that you are meant to step into something higher, of a higher octave. And sometimes we have to experience it through our connections with someone else to recognize that we don't want to be like that. So it sort of pushes us to do better. Okay, so the higher octave of the six is incredibly beautiful, right? It's the nurturing caregiver. It is the individual who creates a very safe, supportive, nurturing space for those who come in connection with them. It's a beautifying energy. It is the vibration of love, truth, and honesty. So someone who is in the higher octave of this is going to be coming from a place of truth, honesty, and love. So anything that they sort of do, the actions that they take, are coming from a space of supporting, but supporting you to get on your own feet, to be able to do it yourself. It's not this, let me take control of the situation so that you are shielded. It's let me teach you how to do this so that you can do it for yourself. And that so you can have your own autonomy in this lifetime. It's also very giving, but giving from a place of gratitude. So this individual would be able to say no if they don't have the capability to say yes. And so by doing that, They don't become resentful for overcommitting or overburdening themselves. They are very honest with the other individual to let them know, I don't have space or the capability to do this. And it gives the other person the opportunity to seek service elsewhere. It's also a very magnetic type of energy. These people are, they usually draw people in just from their light, just from the sense of sort of safety that they emit. A lot of people will come to someone who embodies this type of vibration for support and, you know, a shoulder to cry on, or again, just to receive that very nurturing light. It's incredibly beautiful, and it does sort of encourage a sense of community. So it can be, when someone's in this higher octave, it can feel like you're in the presence of just light and love and support. And that can feel incredibly good. And it also encourages us to tap into that own, that side of ourselves, so that we can be that for another person or other people as well. There's definitely this energy of beautification with the six energy. So you might find that, you know, they have a knack for beautifying a space, creating harmony and balance and, you know, love and light into that space, just through their presence and just through their eye for cleaning up a space and removing any of the negativity from that space. So again, it can just be very relaxing and rejuvenating to be in the presence of someone like this. Also, this is someone who strives for, I don't want to say perfectionism, but strives for things to be in harmony, right? And in balance. And so they're going to put forth the effort. They're going to show up. It's someone that you know that you can count on, but not from a standpoint of meddling or having overly high expectations, which is healthy, right? You'll also find that these are people who are usually visionaries and very justice-minded and very fair. So they might be the person who you bring a problem to, and they're going to look at all of the sides of the problem. And sometimes that can be hard to hear, because sometimes when you feel wounded, you don't always want to hear the other person's perspective who might have done the wounding. But a six, or someone who has these characteristics, is able to acknowledge and support you in that wounding and helping you to heal, but also brings in potentially the understanding of where the other person might have been coming from. So it brings in this sense of empathy and compassion and understanding, not only for you, but for the situation at whole, and offers a new perspective, a new way of seeing things. It brings justice to a situation that might have been unfair, or at least the perspective of it. So it's an incredibly beautiful, safe, nurturing, supportive type of energy that's not there to do it, whatever it may be, for the other person, but to support that person in figuring it out for themselves and doing it their own way, so that they have that sense of autonomy. So it becomes incredibly empowering and incredibly beautiful. And also, someone who's in a higher octave of this is not stuck in victim mentality. This is somebody who understands that life happens and there's a way to move through it, and a healthy way to move through it. And to use that experience for something good, for something better. So incredibly beautiful energy.